man who runs mental health services in Norfolk has accused a campaign group of not wanting to meet with him. The chairman of the Foundation Trust, Gary Page, has put out a press release this week saying the campaign to save mental health services refused to get round the table and talk with him. So why can't the two sides get together over what is a crucial service which treats many thousands of patients in the area? I've been speaking to Emma Corlett from the campaign.
He says the request has been declined, which absolutely isn't true. Some members of the campaign have in fact already met and had discussions with Mr. Page and other members of the board. So we were pretty startled to see this press release this morning.
Yes, he says, I've asked for a meeting with the campaign. We clearly have a shared interest in providing the best services, but it really is unfortunate that the campaign group has said they don't have time to meet with us. So he's fairly... he's unequivocal about that.
He is unequivocal. I can read from the email, which was actually back on the 2nd of April, and what the campaign said was that obviously the campaign is run by volunteers, members of staff or people with caring responsibilities or mental health problems themselves. So in trying to set up a meeting with people who on their side are setting up a meeting as part of their paid job, you know, we're all volunteers doing this on top of our additional jobs. So what we said was, due to our volunteers' current workload, we're also meeting with other people who have an important role to play, MPs, clinical commissioning groups, and we're preparing a presentation to the governors. But that was unlikely to happen in the short term. Then we followed that up with an email on the 26th of April, again explaining that the campaign is meeting next week on the 6th of May and that we would agree as a campaign what we'd like to see on the agenda and meet with them thereafter. So we were absolutely astonished to see a press release then come out a couple of days after that on the 29th of April, when they know that we're meeting next week to discuss this and that we've already had some discussions, which Mr. Page himself in another email acknowledges.
But isn't he right in a sense in that you are delaying here? Couldn't you just drop everything? Because this is the most important thing to talk to the management, isn't it?
It's one important thing. We couldn't drop anything because what the campaign did 2 weeks ago on the 16th of April, which was set up by Mr. Page, a meeting that we thought was going to be kept confidential, but unfortunately his press release says that the campaign made a presentation to the Board of Governors. The campaign made four presentations and spent 100 minutes with the governors answering questions. At that meeting on the 16th of April, we said that the next thing that we would do would be to meet up again with the board and with Mr. Page. But I want to stress that campaign members have already met with Mr. Page and also with Andrew Hopkins, the chief executive, and with Cathy Chapman, the director of operations. We certainly haven't been delaying, but we have also been using our precious time as volunteers to meet with the clinical commissioning groups and with Norman Lamb, because all three parties have an equally important role to play in sorting this crisis out.
Emma Corlett from the campaign, which are involved in trying to improve mental health services in Norfolk, and they've attracted the criticism of the chief executive of the NHS Trust, Gary Page, who says that they refuse to meet with him, as we've heard there. Well, we've heard the point from the campaign. How does Gary Page react now?
I'm surprised at that response. I mean, I've got an email in front of me here that I sent on the 1st of April that was concerning a meeting that they wanted to have with our governors. And I said in that email that Graham Creelman, senior independent director, and I would also like the opportunity to meet with you separately to the governors. Is there someone I could contact to try and arrange such a meeting? And the response that I got, and it was an email which came through a day later, which said, we will discuss your kind offer to meet informally at our meeting next Tuesday. However, given our volunteers' current workload, meeting CCGs, MPs, prospective parliamentary candidates, press councillors, etc., and preparing for the presentation to governors, this is unlikely to happen in the short term. That was the response that I got on the 2nd of April.
But they did make a series of presentations to the Board of Governors just a couple of weeks ago.
They did have a meeting with the Board of Governors, and I think there's some suggestion that I was present at that meeting, which I was not. So I certainly wasn't in listening to that presentation. And what we've said to the campaign is, you know, it's good that they have a dialogue with the governors. We encourage that. But we want to have a constructive dialogue as a board of directors. But because campaign to try to work together to resolve some of the issues that we're facing.
The chairman of the NHS Trust, which runs mental health services in Norfolk, Gary Page, talking to our editor, Jim Cassidy.